When human beings display disruptive behavior, do we call it natural or unnecessary? Today, Jane Andrews looks at the disappointment of what some members of our species call important. This is A Walk in the Park.
Years back in my wildlife rehabilitation days, I found a blue jay that clearly had an injured wing. I was able to corner it on the ground and gently pick it up. In examining the wing, there were no broken bones, but there was a little blood from a minor flesh wound. As I was heading into the house holding the blue jay in both hands, he suddenly let out a typical call, but in the bellows of the interior room, the sound was piercing. His struggle to free himself was so determined, I decided to head back outside to see if he would fly off or if he would drop to the ground needing more assistance. He flew off complaining, and I was relieved to be of some distance away from that noise, knowing that he was going to be okay. Recently, my husband and I attended a neighborhood gathering. Chatting with a few of our neighbors, a man with two impressionable young boys caught sight of the gathering and slowly drove by in a sports car with the muffler altered for maximum sound. Just idling by, no one could carry on their conversation. Then they made a U-turn and slowed down to have a few words with a guest. I had my back to the vehicle because I make it a practice not to give people like this the attention that they are looking for. But moments later, it didn't make a difference. Suddenly, with the impact of a race car, he revved up his engine all the way to the decibel level of pain, then released the clutch and left the gathering in a noxious cloud of exhaust. The noise was so loud, I jumped and froze as I closed my eyes until he was gone. As the exhaust was now adding insult to injury, not to mention nausea, my husband and I made our exit from the party and set about restoring our unsettled nerves. I hesitate to compare this man's actions to the behavior of a blue jay, especially displaying an example of disruption to the boys inside the car. As human beings, we should know better than that, and we can only hope that one day those boys will know better too.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.